I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and buongiorno to our Italian viewership. It is the Airbuds Podcast. Peace to all my niggas in Napoli. Getting it done, getting that money. This is a podcast about basketball still. I'm Jamel.
And I'm Mike Benner. Happy basketball.
Happy basketball to you too, sir.
I couldn't get Google Translate open quick enough to figure out how to say happy basketball in Italian.
They know.
Bene basketball.
Buon basket. That's how you say it. It's actually literally buon basket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Happy basketball to everybody. We have a fantastic guest today. Before we get to him, I got to get some business out of the way. Guys, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to the Discord, and, you know, just gives you the good feeling that you're supporting the buds financially in these troubling times. And then if you can't support us that way, there are several other ways you can help us out. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars. We are told that helps us somehow. I don't know. At this point,
hasn't helped in 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, I think, like 98% 5-star reviews. We're not famous, we're not rich, we're not getting big money deals from mattress companies.
Ramona Shelburne ice grilled us at a Clippers game. You would think she would know about the 98% 5 stars.
Yeah, but hey, go click that button. It takes you 5 seconds and helps us out, apparently. And then, Jamel, I'm just going to throw some plugs in right at the top because I need people to help me out this week. This Friday, January 12th, I believe. Is that this Friday, right?
January 6th times 2.
January 6th times 2. I have a movie coming out, guys. A movie I wrote is coming out on Shudder and in theaters across America. It's called Destroy All Neighbors. It is a horror comedy splatterfest starring Jonah Ray and Alex Winters of Bill and Ted fame and multiple other things. It is a goofy, fun movie. I'm very proud of it. I think it's going to be fun. So check out your local listings for, I think it's playing at Alamo Draft Houses across the country. If you're in New York, it's playing at the IFC Center. Or if you don't want to leave the house, just do a free trial of Shudder, which is like Netflix for horror movies, and stream it this weekend. That would be great. And then what else? Oh, yeah. Sunday, January 21st, come to the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles. I have a script of mine is being read by Dead Pilot Society, which is a podcast where they do table reads of scripts that networks bought but did not greenlight the series. And I've had the fortunate fortune of having that happen to me many times. So come hear one. Open Mic Eagle is going to be the star. The cast is great. Jamel, you're going to be in it.
Yes.
Do you promise to be funny?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Come here, Jamel, be funny in a script that I wrote. Jamel, also, I'm just remembering now, we never did the table read for the fake pilot that I wrote for our Patreon subscribers that we promised.
You know what? That you promised. You the one promising that shit. All right? You had me call a guy. I got Joey Dardano. It's his birthday today, too, ironically. And every time I see a post from him, I think about how I messaged him and was like, hey, would you be willing to get fucked in this pilot? And Joey was like, yes, I actually would love to. And then we ain't do the shit. I'm like, Nick, that ain't on me.
If he backs out, I'll do it.
Hey!
Thank you, Noah.
This is large.
I'm a good understudy.
Give you context. To give you and listeners under bottom,
you say under bottom? No, you said under. Okay,
and it's it. Yeah. But under bottom, I'll do anything.
Great. I promised on an episode long ago that I would write a pilot called Jamel and Benner Live in a Houseboat, and it's about us living in a houseboat in Seattle because we've run away from our lives. And I actually did write like a 30-page pilot, and I do think it's very funny. And in
listen,
it,
we're ready whenever.
All right, fine. Well, we're actually going to do this. That's
we're all ready.
Before,
yeah.
All right, Noah, you're going to get fucked in this pilot. Today we have a very special
pilot,
guest.
Not on the pilot, doesn't matter.
That, either way, he's available for all versions.
I'm available.
We have a very special guest. You've already heard him. You've no doubt seen his videos on TikTok or Instagram. Please welcome Noah Morenas, a.k.a. Good Boy Noah. Did I get your last name correct?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We went over it for about 20 minutes before the pause started.
It's like, it's Morenas.
I just want to say more Morenas. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like Rick Morenas.
It's like Rick Morenas like gets fucked more.
Yeah, or just punched in the street of New York.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it sucked because he was agoraphobic, and then he just walked out the first time and just gets punched.
Is that true?
It's like, I think so. And then it's like, all right, my agoraphobia was correct.
Damn, and then he's going to go. So now he's back in the house for another 20 years?
Back in he finally got out, and now he's back in. Because New York.
Damn, that is yeah. So sad, but also very funny.
What is, that's Rick. Should Rick have been living in the Bronx? I don't know if Rick was supposed to be in the Bronx.
No, if you're agoraphobic, you might as well move.
Before he left his house back in the 90s, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually related to him, but not the name is just a coincidence. Like, he's my second cousin once removed. So people are like, are you related to Rick Moranis? And I'm like, yes, but not why you think I am. It's just random.
That's crazy. Not,
totally other
I swear to God.
Damn.
But I've never met
I believe
him.
Every word of it. Based off how good you are at basketball, I believe every word you say. Anybody who could cut up the Burbank League the way I've seen this man.
You know. No big deal.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys know each other from playing basketball together.
We are on the Burbank team. We were on the Scary Kittles Burbank Rec League team in the 2023 season. We missed the playoffs on one damn shot. We lost to the staff of the Glendale BMW by one damn shot. Noah had kept us in this game.
You lost to the staff of the Glendale BMW?
I can only assume.
My former rival in Glendale?
Yeah, I know. We used to be back there all the time, right behind them, plotting, scheming.
Wait, why are they rivals?
I used to live in a house in Glendale, and my backyard jutted up against the back of the BMW dealership in Glendale, and they actually owned the house next door and would park cars in our driveway all the time to the point where it sometimes became a problem for us getting in and out of our own house.
What the hell?
And then we left because they sold the house, and now BMW of Glendale has completely leveled that house, and it is just a parking lot for their cars now.
Damn, they bought that house and then just, no.
Yep, they bought the house.
I learned how to play Settlers of Catan in that house.
Yes, you did. Not for me.
Damn.
That sucks, dude. It makes me ashamed to be a BMW X3 owner. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, like, it brings me great shame.
It seemed like a kind of a humble brag a little bit.
It felt like a kind of a tiny bit of a flex.
I tried to say X3 to make it. That's like the worst one. X3 is the worst one.
So he's actually got an X5. He's actually got an X5, but he was just trying to take some of the sauce off the top.
No. It's X3. Let's move on.
Noah, you're a fantastic rapper and singer, and you're very funny, and you express it in such a funny way. And I'm just very curious, like, what's the origin story of what you do? Like, you and Cheetah, like, how did you land on this specific format? Like, why, like, you're very talented, and it's just such an interesting way to express how good you are at music.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, it's kind of a semi-long story, but in college, I did a musical short with my friend Tuba we were film majors in our film thesis. We were like, let's do a musical short and like, let's do puppets. Like, fuck it. But we didn't know how to make puppets. So we we found this freshman who knew how to make puppets and he taught us how to make them. And then we made a cheetah and like versions of ourselves and we did it. And then I moved home to LA and I was trying to do like regular R&B music. But, like, I'm not a sex symbol, clearly. I'm just, like, a silly Billy guy. So I was, like, I had this cheetah, and I was, like, what if I bring him in, maybe do, like, make a song about an omelet or something? And then it kind of just – people seemed to enjoy it. And so I was, like, well, this is what I do now. I'm going to do this.
Man, R&B fucked up, bro.
They really should have came up.
And got you, man. They really fucked up, man. Don't know why I even like Tank anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because
you know what? You know
looks
what?
Good. Actually, shirtless. We don't need to, you know?
No. So in college, I played D3 college basketball. I never played. I was very depressed. And we'd sometimes do like 6 to 10 hour road trips to play like some D3 school in Pennsylvania. And I just like rode the bench the whole time. And I was like super into Tank at that point. So I was listening to like, what is it? Sex, Love, and Pain.
Okay.
Is that it?
You was getting in there. Damn.
Yeah, dude. And I was just bumping that like on 6 hour road trips. And now I listen back. I'm like, what the hell was I doing? He's like the most egregiously R&B guy of all time. But he's great. He's a legend.
Damn, you working on In-N-Out dribbles while Please Don't Go plays is like,
yeah.
Please, I can't unsee it.
Don't go.
Yeah. Just like,
yeah, dude.
Pissed he ain't getting no minutes.
Yeah, I mean, he
you
was
just in the back of the bus being depressed. I was like, the Tank.
On the way to Alcornium Polytechnical.
Right. It's like, man, I should be out there playing instead of listening to
Tank. It ain't worth living a lie.
Yeah,
should be crossing up these Amish kids in the middle of central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they're actually should have been Mennonites. Get it right,
Mennonite. Yeah,
yeah. We had a hoop against the Mennonites.
That no, not scary. Hoop, but I'd see them, you know, riding their horse and buggies, and just like see the little Amish boys.
That's the difference between D1 and D3. They really shield the D1 kids from seeing the Amish.
Yeah.
There's some schools like, where they definitely see them. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Penn State, you're seeing some Amish and Mennonites out there.
Nah, they got blinders on them, dog. Peaky blinders.
Peaky blinders. Noah,
I'm reminded of a tweet that I love. It goes, nice 400-pound squat, bro. She let me hit because I'm goofy. And I feel like it's time for an R&B space for that. A goofy sex symbol, and you could be it. We don't need Tank anymore. We don't need a buff guy.
Hey, if you don't need a buff guy, I'm your guy.
it's already begun. Like, you're already, I mean, you got a song with Exhibit. Like, how did you get linked up with Exhibit?
Well, he's my best friend now, but now officially best friends. But he followed me like a year ago and sent me a message like, like what you do with Cheetah. And I was like, thanks, dude. I love you. Hope we're best friends one day. And then we didn't talk for a while. And then I made, and then we did like the Beast Reality, which is like Cheetah and his two puppet friends. It's like his old rap group. And we did like a Christmas song. And I was like, I wonder if I could get Exhibit on this. And so I DM'd him and he was like, yeah. And then he FaceTimed me. And I was like, to my roommate, I was like, get out of here, Exhibit's FaceTiming me. I was like, what's up, dude? So he kind of just did it. And he's awesome. He's the best.
Sorry, my best friend. Word of it. I mean, were you allowed to talk about Pimp My Ride in the studio? My guess is no.
I didn't bring it up. Was there something weird that happened with Pimp My Ride? I forget, like, if he was in a legal thing.
It came out a few years ago that like anybody that ever went on the show, like almost uniformly, like their cars got broken into or stolen, and like their insurance rates went up real high because like driving with an aquarium in your trunk, like quite a liability.
That show was insane. I remember because I grew up in LA. I remember I might have been in like middle school, and we were leaving some house for like. With my parents and my brother, and we see this insane car and this guy just like sitting out of it. He's like, yeah, this was on Pimp My Ride. And I forget what it had in it. There might've been like a barbershop in it or something, but it was just like, they're like, they took one aspect of somebody's personality and they're like, we're going to make your car into that. And it's can't even really drive anymore, but there's an aquarium in it. It's nuts.
We heard you got your hair cut before. So we put a barbershop in the back of your Maxima, including three old men.
Yeah, and you have to pay them now.
You got to pay them. The chair rental ain't cheap.
Yeah, man. But, yeah. So, no, we didn't talk about that. He actually didn't. He didn't record it. I wasn't there. He invited me, but I was sick. And then he just FaceTimed me. And his engineer's like right here, like closest to the camera, like playing it. And Exhibit's like in the back, and he's like, while he's playing his verse, and I'm like, that's so sick. And then, and then he showed up.
Modern for the music shoot. Stories, you know. That's great, man. Goddamn. And so, and Tank is to come. Once Tank sees this, first Tank's off, he's gonna be like, "Fuck Jamel Johnson." This? I can only assume.
I assume Tank is at least heard an episode of Air Buds. Yeah.
He must have heard at least a clip or something. Do you and Tank have beef?
700 of them.
Talked about him either. Yeah.
Well, because I kind of was hating for a second there. That might turn into some beef, but
Tank hears all hate. All hate. He has Google alerts, so he will hear this.
He'll be defending him with a beanie on. Yeah, and that's why Tank is going to get with you, and he's going to say, fuck the Air Buds on the hook. Maybe the bridge.
Well, now I want to actually like make sure this happens. You've never reached out to Tank before, right?
I haven't, but I need to.
Okay, we're definitely getting you a collab. You, Cheetah, and Tank are doing a video soon, for sure.
That would be a freaking dream. My college depressed self would be like, this is what it was all for. You didn't need to get in the game.
A video of so you crazy. And Tank playing a one on one, maybe?
Nah, ooh. Tank don't want them problems.
He doesn't want it.
Tank don't want the problems,
know.
Dog.
He doesn't know. You never played in D3.
Yeah, he's never experienced the hard knocks of D3 life basketball, man. He hasn't experienced it.
Here's another pitch I want to give. What are these eight things, though? I do need to know what you were doing. You were taking with some.
I used to take eight Advil a day, bro, because my back hurts so much. So it's like you put in these sacrifices for the game, love of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's my second pitch. Us just hustling people at Venice. Let's just go to Venice and get some bread. We walk out there. We'll do the white man can't jump thing. Yeah, it could be fun.
Yeah, Jewish boy can't jump. I like that.
There's some potential there.
I feel like
the idea of a video of like you guys. Oh, go on.
No, I just say I feel like it's got to be better than the remake. with Jack Harlow, right? We got.
I mean, look, they left some stuff on the table that we could get at. Maybe Venice isn't the right answer. We could take it out to Montebello, man. We could go the other way.
I love a video where you guys show up to try to hustle and you just get your fucking asses kicked by everybody.
Well, what's going to happen is I set up this thing and then I can't get a bucket. Then we lose every game, like, you know, fucking 11 to 12 because I'm looking crazy out there.
Nah, dude, you hit some shots in the Burbank Men's League. Don't shortchange yourself, man.
I was a spot up guy. I would consider myself like the James Posey of the Burbank Men's League 2023 season.
Yes, because you wore those high socks.
I wore crazy high socks and like the headband, and the headband did not fit. My head is too big for headbands, but I figured if I'm gonna be James Posey, just do it. And it was really crunching my skull.
Well, you can wear a hat. I can't even wear hats because my head is so crazy. It's like the alien head.
Oh, it's like long. You got a long. It's long. I see. You got a long. Oh, yeah.
The extendo head, yeah.
It's like the kingdom. It's like the kingdom of the crystal skull heads. Fucked up. I can't even wear hats.
Damn, that's crazy.
We sell cheetah hats. I can't even wear them. Can't even promote my own hat.
That is brutal.
Make a custom hat in the shape of like a football or whatever.
Like Hey Arnold, but the other way.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
guys, this is a podcast about basketball, and I do want to share. I got a press release this morning, Jamel.
Ooh, press.
People, for some reason, because of this podcast, I've gotten on, me specifically, have gotten on like people's PR lists, and a press release came in this morning. Headline, Draymond Green signs multi-year partnership extension with The Volume. Green's company, The New Media, will co-produce shows with The Volume. It's basically just a long press release about how his podcast is being renewed and he's going to start making new shows. This is weird given that he is currently like in therapy jail for beating up people, right?
It's actually right on time. I mean, what is weird? It's only weird that he beats up people. Him making the press release is the least weird part.
Well, it's probably like he's like, all right, he's pivoting, is what he's doing. That's what it sounds like.
Well, it's like, I can't even tell if he's pivoting because he started the podcast and was still beating fools up. You would think when
he's just going all in on the podcast. He's like, I probably can't play basketball anymore on account of I keep beating people up in the game. So he's like,
that's
true. But he's a good podcaster, no?
He is a good podcaster. He saved podcasting.
Well, he's a good podcaster in that he punches a teammate or chokes out Rudy Gobert and then goes on his podcast and talks about it. It's like he's creating the news and then covering it.
Which is, I don't think that's legal in most fields. Is that insider trading?
I think it is.
I think it is. I think we should probably go one-stop content shop. We should go to a Clippers game and Kawhi and then cover it on our own podcast.
Yeah. we don't have jack shit for this next podcast. What if I just like choke slam somebody? Maybe we can talk about that.
You have no idea how many times we have had this same conversation. It'll be the dog days. The dog days of the summer. Like the week after the All-Star game, I'm always like, Benner, how about I just push you off a building?
Yeah. What if we just make up a story about somebody? What if we just lie about stuff? That's the way.
I was trying to lie about Kyrie Irving, and then the shit came true.
Oh, you like kind of Hannibal Buress'd it. You said it before everyone else.
Exactly. I was like a little too far ahead, and then it became real, and I was like, fuck, man. I thought I was... Damn.
Yeah. He has some points, you know. Can't...
I mean, realistically, you're a Lakers. Go on.
Just we got to stay on the Warriors for a half second. How much longer is this fool really going to play? He keeps punching people. He just got suspended for 3 weeks.
It's been at least back. 13 games now. He's back with the team now, right?
And they're old as shit. I mean, they about to send Clay to therapy. They already tried to get Clay to therapy, and he was like, nah, my Coors Light is my therapy.
Is he okay? Clay,
I'm not sure.
Clay's bad, and he's angry. He's, like, mad about it. And it's, like, coming through in the press. Someone asked him if he's... if he is optimistic about the team, and he said, well, we have Steph, we have me, and Draymond's coming back. And it's like, that meant something 5 years ago. It means something very different now.
It's very interesting how this always happens. Every generation, the greatest players kind of fall into the same thing where they're like, it's not even that he can't play, but just feeling that he should be at the top of the game for longer than he actually is. That is so common, man.
Didn't he say, like, Steve Kerr was telling him? I saw a clip that was like, Steve Kerr's just, like, telling me to enjoy it, and I'm in the end of my career, basically.
Yeah, that was a couple days ago. Yeah, Steve Kerr basically said, stop being an asshole and please just have a good time out there because you're bringing down the vibes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Super fair. Can you imagine? Can you imagine doing something good while Klay Thompson's on the bench, and he's just like, you know, he wants to sock you.
Yeah, no, I think he's angry at if Kuminga like ever dunks a basketball, he wants to pull down his pants in front of everybody in the locker room for sure.
Good old fashioned pants. Good old fashioned sack tap. Sometimes you got a sack tap.
Maybe that's what they need.
We used to sack tap in Draymond, middle school all the time.
Which I know, which was like, really, it's like, soon as we got nuts, everybody was like, what if we just destroyed them? First day you get nuts. Now everybody want to obliterate each other's nuts.
Yeah, like Draymond, but he was more a kicker.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to do like wrestling? He's going to go WWE?
Oh, you know, that's kind of a perfect place for him, I think.
I mean, it's a good check.
Yeah, I'm sure you can make, what, $150,000 to show up at WrestleMania for 5 minutes?
Yeah, just do all the moves.
Damn, dude.
He already has been doing.
Black Kurt Angle? Anyone?
Yeah, I mean.
I think the streets could use it.
I think it would be great.
I think it would be beautiful. If I'm who are there any other wrestling companies besides WWE, or is it all did they just kind of take everything?
No, he should go to AEW, Japan, bro. There's AEW, which I only know because it is on TNT and is advertised constantly during NBA games. Should I reply to Draymond's PR person right now and pitch him as a wrestler?
Hell yeah!
Yes,
write it up.
But give me. But I need a cut.
Yeah, put Noah in there. Put Noah in the drafts. Yeah.
All right.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Funny you should send this right now.
Wait, what did she say?
She sent the press release about Draymond's podcast company.
Right.
Yeah. Funny you should send this right now because me, Jamel Johnson, and Noah Morenas.
Nice.
We're just talking about Draymond joining the WWE.
Or AEW, if that's easier contractually.
Parentheses, or AEW, if that's easier contractually.
Keep in mind, Noah is getting a percentage.
We would take a cut.
Yeah, don't wait. Yeah.
Put that part right now. We would take a cut. Noah getting the highest percentage. 15%?
Whatever.
48. Yeah. 48 cool?
I'm cool with that.
All right, bet. Yeah, write 48 in there.
Fire it off.
Please.
Fire that shit off.
Let us know when Draymond.
Most of the show is us working on business emails, Noah. Yeah. I'm sure you picked up on that by now, but I just wanted to let you know, just to be sure.
All right. Sent the email.
Sometimes you got to workshop your emails with your bros on the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. It's in like more efficient than doing drafts.
For sure. Noah, you're a Lakers fan. Is that fair to say?
It's fair. I'm not
Have
a good one.
Have you ever been tempted by the Clippers?
No, just because my best friend still in growing up is like a diehard Clippers fan. So I always like to be the antagonist to him and make fun of him at how unlucky the Clippers were. I thought he was going to kill himself when they lost. Well, it was like a few years ago when... What happened? They lost to the Spurs or something?
Lost to the Warriors or it's...
The Warriors.
The Spurs. I think it was a 2015 season. It was one of the greatest playoff series of all time, really. But it was Spurs-Clippers, went 7 games.
That one and then the one to the Warriors where they lost, I think. They were up like 3-1, weren't they? Kitty.
I think so.
Yeah. Hey. Cat was trying to walk on my mixer, so I had to grab this fool.
Can't do that. But yeah, I thought he was going to – I was, like, texting my friends. I was like, should we check on Evan? I think he's bad.
Evan, come on. I know. Evan, you mean the general manager of Scary Kittles basketball?
Yeah, dude.
The GM?
He forgot to sign
you
us up for
the
next
GM?
Team. Yeah, man.
What is the GM of a rec league
every team needs
do?
A GM. He's the leader of the text group. He
shows us where the gym is.
Yeah, he tells us.
It's all different gyms.
He tells us which side of the reversible jersey to wear.
Yeah.
It's important shit.
These are important things, man. He says what snacks is in the vending machine at each gym.
Yeah, he brings orange slices.
Come on, man. Generally managing, Mike.
I want to be a GM kind of now.
Sounds nice, right?
Banner, I do have dreams of putting together an Air Buds roster.
Who would it be? Me, you?
Well, listen. It's me, you.
Peter would be the GM because he lives in New York now.
And would not be helpful. Who else? probably a couple extras from Winning Time. I know a couple of the extras from Winning Time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously, I would make a bid for Noah, but Noah's on Scary Kittles. But I probably, you know, maybe I could, like, you know, we work out some sort of trade, some sort of buyout or something.
Yeah, I mean, just talk to Evan. I have zero loyalties, so I'm really, wherever the money is, I go there.
I'm thinking something like $800 and
deal.
Let's see. Well, if it's Burbank League. Oh, I don't even got to put no tacos on it.
No, nothing else. No.
Oh, shit. I'm the worst negotiator.
Yeah, damn. I was at least going to take you to Pablito's. Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck.
He's
I
in. Hey,
I
line it up.
On stuff like that.
You take PayPal?
Yeah, I take PayPal, Zelle, Cash App. My cat is going brazen outside my door right now.
I heard your cat. I think your cat, like, smelled my cat through the laptop.
Should I let him in? I'm going to let him in real quick. You guys
You might have to let him in.
Yeah, do it, Jamali. Now we got to include Ike in Portland also on the team because
Ike's ready to go.
He's tall. He can hoop.
The only reason I wouldn't is because he's not in LA. But Ike is, as far as hoopers I know, he's probably making a roster.
If we make the playoffs, we're gonna fly Ike down. Yeah,
motor got a motor. No worries. I will. I do want to stay in this rec league zone for a second. What was your favorite memory from the season? I'm hoping I can lead us to this story because I know what my favorite memory was.
Are you talking about my brother?
Okay, wait. When your brother came, that was sick, first off. But that was not talking about that. That was
my favorite
memory was
real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my brother, he's really good. Well, he was good. He taught me how to play.
He's
when
nice.
I was younger. He hasn't played in like 2 years. So he was a lights out shooter. So he came in is frustrated. He was missing a lot of shots. And then the second game, this guy was kind of torching us from the BMW dealership. And we were, I think it was tied. And Jake, my brother, was like, I got to guard this guy because I'm not doing anything on offense really. This guy's kind of killing everyone else. I'm going to guard him. So he did a pretty good job. But then the guy hit a last second buzzer, like step back, crazy buzzer beater. And
from like 28 feet. It was a really good shot.
Yeah, it was a good shot. It was good defense too, but
it was great defense.
My brother was so upset. Like he has like a 1 year old baby girl that like he should like that's what he cares about, but he like couldn't help but be so upset on the ride home. He's like, I'm gonna be thinking about this for like a week, I think. I think I wanna kill myself.
Damn. It was because it was like I remember that too because he didn't play that much that game. He was chilling.
Yeah, I told him to like sub in more because like you kind of sub yourself in, but he's like he didn't want to impose because he was like a guest. But
we don't care at all.
Yeah, we don't. It was tough on him though. So that was my favorite memory because it was funny for me. I was like laughing the whole. I was just like looking at him like making sure he's okay.
My favorite memory was earlier before your brother came on the team. I want to say it was one of our first two games. We were playing a team. We were playing like the staff of a boys and girls club. And it was like older dudes. It was like these older dudes. And they was like, first off, somebody knocked over the oldest man on their team. That was like the beginning.
My cat's going crazy. I'm so sorry. Boomy.
His cat is like, do you hear his cat?
Yeah, no, I hear it. It's great. I like it.
It's for good podcasting.
Your cat is really mad.
I love it. I thought it was adding good texture. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so we're in the gym. We see we're playing some older dudes, and everybody's kind of like, hey, it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a good night. We got these old men. And then it's like, it's a close game. They're kind of getting in our shit. And somebody knocked over the oldest man on their roster. And we all kind of looked at each other like, oh, you know, like that. We could feel that was over the line, but nobody knew what was really going to happen next. And then this old man, he kind of made it his mission to like make the rest of the game a nightmare. And he was, I don't know if you remember this, Noah, somebody on our team was on the line. It's a 9-point game. We're getting beat the whole first half. Second half, we come out with some renewed energy and we start to cut into this lead. We were down like 16 at the half and it's a 9-point game. And we got somebody on the line and this old man is talking shit to our guy on the line. The guy on the line is talking shit back to this old man. Now, Benner, mind you, this is the Burbank League. There's a running clock. They're not stopping the clock for anything. So they're talking shit. They're wasting mad time. And dude shoots his first shot. And before he can shoot his second one, the old dude jumps off the line to start playing defense before the second free throw could go up. And we all kind of looked at each other like, is this a lane violation? And then everybody who was not in the game was like, oh, right, it's the Burbank lane. Burbank League, they probably don't even do lane violations, but our guy on the line was like, he like refused to shoot until they called a lane violation.
Harry, shout out Harry. He was sir, he was talking to the ref. He was like, sir, I'm hoisting up the shot. Like he said hoisting.
He said hoisting. And the ref, as soon as he said hoisting, he was like, I'm done with this dude, son. Hoist this L. That's what the ref said back to Harry Wayne's eyes. You feel me? And this interaction takes like 3 minutes. He finally shoots the ball. We go on to lose. You get hot. We go on to lose by like what? One, two, something.
Yeah. Didn't Harry get ejected or got a technical?
He did. He got a tech and they made him. They put him in the penalty box. They put him in the Burbank League penalty box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next game, he got another technical. Two tech. And then I think you have to sit out for like 10 minutes, which is like most of the game.
Who if is, you get two technicals
know,
in the Burbank
Harry
League,
Jamal?
Yeah, it's Harry Styles. We got singer-songwriter, pop sensation Harry Styles on the team. And Harry Styles, once you get two techs in the Burbank League, well, first off, they don't let you go to you can't go to any donut spots off of Magnolia or nothing. They put your face on all the donut spots.
Yeah, it's hard. It was hard on him. But
you get waitlisted at Porto's. He did. He did. They waitlist you at Porto's. They're like, what'd you do in the Burbank League last night? We seen. We heard.
I told someone about that I was playing in a Burbank League, and they were like, so like, you, Burbank, they thought it was like cities of Los Angeles playing against each other.
So oh, like, and you made the Burbank the best, squad?
Yeah, like all the best guys from Burbank versus like, the Beverly Hills, like rich guys. It's like a thing. I was like, let's go Burbank.
He thought it was like AAU basketball in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know, little
but adults with jobs
for people in their 30s. Yeah.
And I said, yes, that's exactly what it is. And I will.
Wasn't wrong.
And I'm going to avenge the city of Burbank.
We're coming back harder than ever, bro. That's a promise.
Yeah, yeah.
Jamal, I did want to ask you about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're going to like it.
What, but man?
Something that was going around Twitter the other day. People just, for whatever reason, really enjoyed pointing out that Jordan Poole has the worst plus minus in the entire league out of 520 players at negative 342. but a thing that people did not point out is that his teammate on the Wizards, Kyle Kuzma, is right behind him at number two.
What this situation has taught me is that nobody on the internet is qualified to have an opinion about basketball. All that people are qualified to do online is to hate on basketball players. Fully qualified to do that. Please show all of these stats. Make all of the memes. LOL it all. But when everybody was talking to me about this signing in the preseason, all they could say to me was, hey, you guys got a guy from the Warriors. Ooh, it's going to be so many baddies at the game. And I said to them all, you guys are idiots. Leave me alone. And now here we are.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
I thought Jordan Poole would be better. The Warriors don't win that 2021 championship without him playing very well in the playoffs and the finals. I thought he was going to be a decent addition to your team, but I do think Draymond Green punched the spirit out of him, and now he is just an anchor on the Wizards, dragging them down.
I mean, situations, brother. It's been said a thousand times, and I'm going to say it one more time. When you are Jordan Poole and you're on the Warriors, you are getting guarded by the team's third or fourth best defender. You never see a double team. They're never trying to get the ball out of your hand. They want you to shoot. The game plan when he was on the Warriors was, if we can get it out of Stephen Clay's hands, we've done our job. That's what every defensive plan has been. That's what every coach will tell you. And when you put him on the Wizards and say, hey, it's his ball, it's pretty simple. Just let him go look dumb as fuck.
He does some cool stuff every now and again.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes it's cool.
Sometimes it is cool, man. I'm not going to act like it's not. He's for sure. Like, yeah, he's done things I can't even imagine with a basketball this year, both good and bad.
Yeah, but you can't, whatever, you can't argue with the plus minus.
I sure can't. But I mean, and I, and sure, yeah, you're talking to a guy with a podcast plus minus of negative 1 million. My podcast plus minus is terrible.
No.
But that don't got shit to do with basketball, you understand?
I think you're a net positive on podcasts. I mean, nobody would listen to us if it wasn't for
I
you.
I actually don't even you think sure you can that? Calculate that. I don't think that's actually real stats.
Buddy, I have. I've ran the numbers on it's look, here are the vectors, all right? It's podcast appearances, it's amount of times you say the N-words to a predominantly white audience. References repeated. You know what I'm saying? These are the things. These are the things that are holding me back as a podcaster.
I mean, you only have so many stories.
The 5-star reviews that literally say, "I only listen to this because of Jamel. The other guys suck."
Yeah. Also, working with people who suck more than you do. That is factored into this.
You can't listen to the comments. Take it from me. I get a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, no, we did a bit for a long time where we would read any 5-star review, and I think at some point the listeners realized that if they click 5-star and make fun of us, then we will have to read it on the air.
What do you, are there any memorable ones that really stay with you and really like hurt you?
I mean, I know there's a couple haunting this man. He's definitely been haunted by this.
There was one that was like, it said like, Benner sounds the way Kelly Olynyk looks. And I took that to heart. It really hurt my feelings. Yeah.
Somebody said, like fool, commented on one of my videos. I like had like no pants on, like, or you could see my thighs. They were like right thigh bigger than left thigh. I was like, what the hell? Yes. I was like, guys, are my thighs off?
Oh my
god! I was like working out one of my legs harder.
You're trying to get your thighs even?
Yeah, dude. So you can't let that get to you. Is what I'm saying, because then it stays with you.
No, I'm not. I'm not an on camera person. I don't like to be perceived visually. I don't even like to really be on a podcast. But I do this with my friends. But we're doing. Jamel and I are shooting a video soon where we're playing one-on-one, and I'm dreading the reaction to people seeing me in shorts playing basketball.
I mean, look, so it's called the Dab Game. Noah, check this out. Here's the deal. Because I am a Burbank Rec League legend, I have decided that I'm so much better at basketball than Mike Benner. If we play one-on-one, I could beat him without him scoring on me. I'm so confident of this. Every time he scores on me, I have to take a dab.
Dude, that's going to fucking destroy you. Please score a lot.
All I need to do is one layup, and I win.
If he scores once, it'll end the game and my life.
Benner, we're going to train. We're going to train together before this.
Look, I'm literally leaving after we're done recording. I'm going across the street to the park that across from my office to put some shots up. So.
Yes. Ooh. That's amazing.
Yeah, first week in February, should we do it like, let's do it the week before the Super Bowl.
Well, also, Noah, here's the thing, is that Jamel is doing a weed-free January, too. So we have to wait until February.
That's so good, though, because his tolerance like extra... will be down.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah, I'm like, it is kind of a bad plan, because I was, before this, I was smoking a ton of, I was weed training. I was ready weed-wise, but now I'm like the opposite.
Under you. Yeah.
I'm not going to have my weed legs. I'm going to have my real legs.
Yeah. I'm training every day for this shit, man, weed training. I smoked a spliff before pretty much all of our games, but sometimes... You know, there's like the perfect spot that you have to hit. So I'd come in there like scared.
I remember, hey, listen, the first couple games, you played great in every game. Like, hit some big shots, great one-on-one moves. But the best game you had, you ended up with what, like 40?
40, 50, see, I don't know.
Something.
Who's
like
track?
40 of our 50 scored points. Like, he had like 90% of the team's points, right, in this game. And the first thing I remember you saying was, I think I found the right amount of weed, guys. You know, you were like, yo, I think I finally figured it out.
I found the perfect amount. It was funny. That reminds me of in college with Evan, I was his roommate. And my schedule was like insane. Like, my earliest class was like 1. And that was like the earliest one in the week. So I was staying up till like 4 a.m., waking up at like 1. And I think it was like 2 a.m. I rolled up a spliff at night to smoke in my room. I like turned on Schindler's List. I was like, I want to watch Schindler's List.
Oh my God.
It was a weird time. And then I was like, Evan, dude, this spliff tastes crazy. I think I found the perfect like weed to tobacco ratio. It's like, tastes so good. And he's like, did you just brush your teeth? I was like, yeah. He's like, it's the mint. I was like, oh.
You're like, oh, word.
It's like, word. All right, well, I'm just gonna finish Schindler's List. I'll probably get to bed at like 5. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm just gonna finish Schindler's List full volume. Good night, buddy.
Night, bro. Thanks for the insight. Thanks for the insight.
Hey, do you know any gyms where we could smoke weed indoors? Like, a basketball court. We were trying to figure out where to do this. I think we're going to end up outside. We probably should do this outside, but I have this dream of some sort of private
rig,
gym. Yeah.
You have to have a dab rig. You have to have a blowtorch. We can't do it inside unless it's like somebody's house, you know?
Yeah.
We could get one of those Puffco things. Let's get one of them Puffco things.
Dr. I have no idea what you're like, talking about.
Yeah. They've got like a digital dab thing where you don't need the torch anymore. It's just kind of like a big like pyramid device that is just kind of a perpetual dab.
Yeah, there's one called Dr. Dabber. I did a video, like an ad for them with Cheetah, and then we lost out on like an AT&T ad because they saw it and they were like, we can't.
Oh no.
Brutal. Which is nuts because it's like AT&T, like, do you understand how many weed deals y'all have like assisted in? Do you understand what Rick Ross said? I'm selling dope straight through the iPhone when it was an AT&T exclusive.
Yeah, dude, that's and that true. Probably got them a lot of revenue. So I don't know what they're so
a lot of goddamn revenue. AT&T need to come up off it
for real. But all that to say, there's products out there that you can use.
We got options.
Well, I think I'm just gonna offer it now. No, if you wanna referee the game.
I was thinking that
welcome.
I'd love to
come join. Yeah,
can I?
Oh, that'd be nice.
But I'll do a dab before. Like I have to, right? To do it before.
Oh yeah, you start the game with a dab as the ref.
Yeah,
and right. Then we'll just kind of. That actually sounds really
while
fun,
you're
like a...
while you're throwing the tip off up. You have to be one hand throwing the ball, other hand. Yeah,
this game is also full court 1-on-1.
This game won't. It's not gonna. It's just gonna. We're just gonna see.
It's not gonna finish.
The first. It's gonna end at 4 points.
We're just gonna see a big bag of orange slices and then just like eat them all and just be too sticky to keep going.
Yeah, like, hey man, I can't touch a ball like this, man. We should probably just get up out of here.
We gotta leave.
We gotta leave.
I would
first
love to
basketball game called due to stickiness. I would love if that's how it ended. Yeah.
There's a lot of potential here for this.
Well, speaking of ending, guys, let's wrap this up. Noah, is there anything you want to plug or where can people find you?
Just goodboy.noah on all the things, Instagram, TikTok. And if you want to follow my puppet, you can follow AO.cheetah on Instagram. He has his own Instagram, so it's pretty sweet.
Highly recommend quality content. Love every video. Jamel, anything you want to plug or anything?
My album Out the City is still out and it's in your phone right now. Just type in Out the City. I think I have the only thing streaming that's called Out the City. Also, this Sunday at the Rose Bowl Flea Market, January 14th, Fat Riley Sports Apparel returns. That's right. Your boy is specializing in big and tall sportswear. I'm bringing out the good jerseys this time. The last couple of times I sold kind of the better mids, you know what I mean? Like buying weed deep in the valley, like Sunland level jerseys. But now I'm bringing you the Studio City weed of jerseys. I'm giving you the good stuff, some custom things that I've made, and hella hats. If you're not fat, I got a ton of hats. I got a ton of dad hats, sport related. Probably if you like a team, I probably got some shit you're interested in. Come on by Rose Bowl Flea Market this Sunday. I think it's like $10 to get in. Come fuck with your boy.
Wow, just throwing the hats thing right in Noah's face after he confided in us about his insecurity.
Well, Noah don't need no hats. Well, he needs a hat that fits his head, but he don't need none of my hats.
There's any companies out there that make long hats that go backwards length in a long sort of way? Just hit me up.
Long hats that go back.
Yeah.
Feels like
I can't
it should
get
be
any
something.
More specific than that.
Yeah, I think we all knew what you meant.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, see here, Tracy, it's impolite to slurp one's soup.
He had one of the biggest boners of all time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds travel shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.